So now they've got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, hits to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks a third tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's out of the 20. He's out of the 10. He's out of the 5. He's out of the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurst breaking tackle after tackle. Sweeps down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again, goes to the 40, gets away again, to the 35, that's back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He dies. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking down in post, and it's good.
It is second down. Ryan takes the snap. Throws the flat to the left side. It's Russell. Intercepted. The 49ers pick it. And Navarro Bowman. His redemption. Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown. No greater redemption.
San Francisco 49ers. We can do whatever we want.
Click, click, boom. What's going on, faithfuls? It's your boy Mike from the Nothing But Niners crew. Guys, it is day 24. It's officially the 24th of March. We are in the midst of March Madness. My bracket is done. It's done. I had both of the K teams making it far, Kentucky and Kansas. Neither one of them made it to the Sweet 16. It's over for my bracket. It's fine. Ali, you won. We made a bet on air 2 or 3 days ago. And first three drinks are on me when we get together this year for a game, all right? So, Ali, you won the bet. But, guys, we are going to get to some questions. Load them up in the chat. Don't be afraid to type as many as you want, guys. I will get to them all as fast as I can. Well, within 15 minutes, all right? So let's go ahead and get to it. Mark is first on deck. Salute to you, Mark. Thanks for everybody who's watching right now. What's the best and worst case scenario for the 49ers night one of the draft? Best case scenario is – one of these top six tackles fall to 31. I don't see it happening. Good offensive linemen are very, very hard to come by. I think tackles are going to be more coveted than quarterbacks in this draft, guys. I will say it again. I think more tackles will be coveted than quarterbacks in this entire draft, especially in the first round. First round, I think I got about four quarterbacks going. I could see upwards of six or seven tackles going in the first round of the draft. Now, I hope I'm wrong. That's the best case scenario. Worst case scenario is the tackles are gone, the guards are gone, the Niners end up taking a wide receiver. You know what? Tackles are gone, edge rushers are gone, and guards are gone. Like all the ones with first round grades on them. And the Niners end up doing something crazy like taking a quarterback at 31. Ooh, what? That would be worst case scenario because it would be complete chaos and pandemonium amongst the 49er fan base. That's where it would all go wrong. All right. But let's hope that's not the case. Let's hope that's not what happens. All right. Golden Dragon, number 5, has the next question here. He says, is wide receiver Brandon Ayuk a wide receiver 1 or a wide receiver 2? He's a wide receiver 1. Even on this team, he is the best wide receiver on this team, even though he's used like a wide receiver 2. I know that sounds crazy, right? But it's true. It's true. He has less touches than Debo, but he has more yards for reception and all that than Debo. So he's definitely a wide receiver 1. If he goes somewhere else, it would be crazy what he would look like, man. Oh, my God. All right, here we go. Mark is back to back. I was reading Golden Dragon's next comment, but that is not a question. It's more of a statement. I'm going to try to stick to just the questions. With Hargrave being on the wrong side of 30 and so many players on the D-line being on 1 and 2 year deals, is edge and defensive tackle being selected in the first two rounds out of the picture? Absolutely not. Year after year, the 49ers throw their top resources at the defensive line. We should not be surprised if they do it again. Look at the big names, the big splashes we made in free agency this year. So far, defensive line is the big one. Look at what we did last year, Javon Hargrave. Defensive line was the big one. Go back to all the first round picks that we've made the last couple of years. It's usually a defensive lineman. right? You look when we had our first pick was at 99. It was Drake Jackson, right? The Niners just throw their top priorities at the defensive line. Do not write it out. Don't count it out at all. I wouldn't be surprised. And that's why when I answered the very first question about best and worst case scenario, I had to go from tackle to defensive line to guard, because those are the two positions, tackle and edge, that the Niners are going to be looking at. And they'll go defensive tackle too if a top one is there. Ice21Niner asks, would you ever go skydiving? No, not interested in it. I don't need that kind of thrill. I don't need that kind of rush in my life. I have had the unfortunate privilege of driving past the police station with warrants. All right, that's enough of a thrill for me. I don't need to go skydiving. All right, so I'm okay. What is your favorite vacation spot? So far, of all the places I've gone for vacation, Cancun is probably the best one that I've ever gone to. I would love to do it again. I think my wife would even love to do it again, and she's not even like a beach person, but the beaches were beautiful. The resort that we were at was A+. Everything was all inclusive. Apparently that's not even the way to do it, right? They were saying like all inclusive is not like the way to go, but I don't know what's better than that. Anything that's better than that is out of my price range, I guess. So all inclusive trip to Cancun again would definitely be top of the list. I would like to go to some other places though, like that, you know, and just see what it's like. But put me on an all inclusive resort anywhere with clear or blue waters, and that's a place for me, man. I like it. Specifically in the winter times where the humidity is gone and every day is, you know, 73, 74, 75 degrees when it's cold for them, but it's nice for us people here from the Northeast. All right. Do you think the Niners trade Ayuk if a team offers a first round pick? This is from Rookie and Friends. As long as this happens during the draft or before the draft, yes, Ayuk will be traded if they get a first round pick for him. Yes, they will move on from him. Now, it's not going to go well with a lot of people. Oh, Fred Warner and Ayuk are the untradeables, and they're not untradeable. I'm sorry, but when you have your head coach and your GM go to the podium and say, if the right picks came across for me, they would trade me too. I think that they letting you know that there's no player that's untouchable on this roster. All right. Oh, boy, here we go. Ice21Niner. I love this. I love this. Start, bench, cut. All right, here we go. He's got Kirk Cousins, Justin Herbert, and Trevor Lawrence. Wow. I would start Kirk Cousins. I would bench Justin Herbert, and I would definitely cut Trevor Lawrence. You actually put him, you gave him to me in order. They gave him to me in order. So nothing really fun there. I think Kirk Cousins is more consistent. I understand about him in primetime games and all that stuff, but, you know, that's play call. There's a lot that factors into that. And he has won some games in primetime. Justin Herbert, I feel like Justin Herbert is becoming the new Aaron Rodgers, where it's always someone else's fault other than his why the team can't be successful. He's had weapons. He's had good defenses. He had good offenses, good offensive lines. I don't know what else they want to give this kid. So, you know, it is what it is. All right. Keep the questions coming, guys. Type them in there. I'm going to get through them. All right. Mark says here, are Khalil Davis and Kevin Givens in line to start next to Hargrave with so many new faces in the defensive tackle room, especially with Collins and Elliott being more pass rush oriented than run stop oriented? I don't know that to be true. Actually, I hope not. If those two are the guys that are up next, then I think that we might be in a little bit of trouble. I think Collins is actually in line to be the next starter. Very, very similar production, pass rush and run efficiency as Eric Armstead, and healthier. So I think that it's Malik Collins' job to lose as of right now on paper. Now, that doesn't mean that things won't change in preseason or throughout camp, but we have to see how he adjusts to this system. He is coming from D'Amico Ryan's team where he was playing in a similar style defense, so we'll see what happens. But I think that he's probably going to be a really, really good fit for us. All right. The next question here is, I think Jim Harbaugh will win the AFC Championship year 2. Do you? No. I don't believe in Jim Harbaugh. I know that's blasphemous as 49er fans. Oh, how can you say that? He took us to three consecutive NFC championship games. Listen, man, I saw the Greg Roman thing, and it's getting old. There's a reason why they wanted to move on from Greg Roman in Baltimore. I'm very interested to see what Greg Roman is going to do with a pocket quarterback now. His tenure here with the 49ers, he had Alex Smith for that 1 year, right? And we got 13 wins out of it. Cool. But Alex Smith was more of a check down Charlie, take the safe wide open throws. Then you go to Kaepernick and you got to catch people off guard with the passes and the run game from your quarterback. Then you go to Baltimore and you get right back to it. You pick up where you left off with Kaepernick, a more physical, faster runner with Lamar Jackson. But I don't know how he's going to use Justin Herbert, and that's going to be very, very tough to see how things work out over there. I don't know why I went down that rabbit hole. Let's see here. Make sure you guys follow the instructions here by Miss Debbie. Be sure to hit that like button, y'all. It helps us out a lot. It helps out a lot. All right. Does the success of McVay, LaFleur, and Andy Reid does the success McVay, LaFleur, and Andy Reid have had with rookies the past few seasons finally sway Shanahan to play the young guns? Or will he be hard-headed and stick to his philosophy? This has been something I've been battling myself with all offseason, guys. I think Kyle's just too stubborn, and there's no signs of pressure to improve. There's no signs of, you know, looking over his shoulder, being put on watch. He's given an extension every year. He's given an extension at the beginning of last year, right? Like, every 3 years he gets an extension, and he's never seen the last season of a contract. So there's no incentive for him to improve. There's no incentive. You know, Jed York went from, we don't hang NFC championship banners here, we hang Super Bowl championships. And Kyle hasn't got it done yet. But where's the pressure on Kyle? Where is it coming from? Now, I'm not saying that Jed York isn't having conversations behind the scenes. I'm not saying that John Lynch isn't having conversations behind the scenes. But from what it looks like to us content creators and the NFL world as a whole, it looks like Kyle has all the power and the final say in everything. There's rumors that he was even checking out of defensive play calls during the Super Bowl. I mean, if that doesn't tell you that he has all the power, I don't know what does. So, you know, it is what it is. All right, come on, give me some more questions, guys. Ice Niner, another start bench cut. Here we go. Oh, man. Oh, this is tough. He says, start bench cut, your wife's spaghetti, your favorite scotch, or your favorite cigar. Oh, man. All right, I'm definitely going to start my wife's spaghetti. I'm going to bench my favorite cigar, and I'm going to cut my favorite scotch. Now, here's why. My favorite cigar has got to stay in the rotation. It's always going to be like my victory thing. I like to celebrate with it. I like to bring in big events with it. But if you took my scotch away from me, one, it'll save me a lot of money. You know, you shouldn't be spending $300 a bottle on anything. And two, there's other drinks that I like. Doesn't have to be scotch, so I would be able to survive without my favorite scotch. Not that I would want to, but that's a tough one. That's a very, very good one. Let's see here. I think this is a question here. Let's see. Robbie says, hey, Mike, NBN is home for me in terms of 49er content and being a fan. The OG crew is what got me in. You, Tony, Nick, and Wayne. Curious how you met each of those guys. All right. This is a good question. Tony and I were following each other on Twitter. Nick started following me on Twitter. I started following him. And Nick, it was all Nick's idea to start the Nothing But Niners content thing. I was doing 49ers Gab. And he was like, come on, Mike, let's start our own thing. And at the same exact time, I was actually working with Ryan Sakamoto. He wanted me to be his lead guy. He was starting a new website and everything. And I was like kind of stuck between going with Nick or going with Ryan. I had just created a new Twitter page. And I don't know what happened, but I decided to go with Nick. And we haven't looked back since. As far as Wayne came on as a writer with us. We realized he had a gift of gab. We wanted him to be on shows and everything. And He got in with us during shows, and then he's branched out since and done his own thing and still with us. So that's how we all met. And then we all got together in person. Now, Nick and I had got together in person before, but we all got together week three of 2017 to the 49ers' first home game against the Steelers. And what a blast we had. It was so many. It was probably 17, 18, 19 of us from Nothing But Niners out there, man. I mean, we were loaded out there. Croc was there. The guys from 49ers Hive were there. It was just so many. Gina, so many really, really good current content creators were all out there. That's when we all met a lot of these people in person. Scott Elon, who hasn't really done much 49ers content anymore, but he's a good guy out there over from the UK. I mean, we've just had a blast meeting these people. And I consider all those guys family still. All right. Golden Dragon says, is Men in Black real? Yes. Do you believe actor Will Smith as Agent J is actually Hollywood telling us that they exist? No, I don't think that Will Smith was telling us that they exist, but I do believe in government agencies that aren't publicly broadcast. Absolutely. Absolutely. OG Big Mike. Should Harbaugh have gone to Atlanta? Feel like he could have had similar success to what he had in San Francisco, or do people forget how nasty the NFC West was when Harbaugh showed up? I think Harbaugh likes the West Coast, man. I really, really do. I can't say he should have gone anywhere. I mean, what he's going to do remains to be seen. So I'm not going to say he should have gone anywhere. I think you just follow your gut. You know what I'm saying? You just got to do what you got to do. I would say I wish him all the best, but I don't. I love hating on Harbaugh. And it's a healthy hate, right? Like kind of like how you hate on the Seahawks. I hated the Seahawks because they were so good, right? So it's a healthy hate. Wherever Jim goes, he has a very good level of success. So it's healthy to hate on him. That's all. It's just healthy to hate on him. All right. Mark doubles up here. He says, any new pregame, in-game rituals you plan on adopting this season? This is a good question, man. I have thought about changing up some of my pregame rituals, including what time we start shows, what we cover in shows, and things like that. I have thought about that. You know, I was thinking about bringing back, we had this segment a couple years ago called Behind Enemy Lines. And I had a lot of fun with it. It was one of our least viewed shows because people hated hearing from the opposing team. However, if we were to do that game day morning, pregame, that person would be able to give us up-to-date injury news and things like that. And I'm thinking about bringing that back. I am strongly thinking about bringing that back. So we'll see. As far as in-game experiences, I'm still going to be live on my Patreon page. The Patreon buckets and the tiers, the prices are going to be changing for the lowest one. Everything else will probably be the same. I may even eliminate the middle tier. So it might only just be two tiers, but I'm going to have to change it up a little bit this season. So that is going to be the only change for in-game rituals. As far as like clothing, I like to wear something Niners all the time. I try not to wear a jersey of a current player, but I might be changing it all up this year. I got to see how I feel. I'm going to practice during preseason and see what works, and we'll go from there. All right. And then let's see if there's any other questions. Let me see here. There's one more here, and then this will be the last one for the night. Start bench cut. Kadarius Toney, Ronnie, the chosen one, Anderson, or Chase Claypool? Ugh. What are you like torturing me here, man? This is like, would you rather eat shit, lick shit, or rub it in your eyes? Like, I don't want to do any of this. But all right, let's play this game. I would start Chase Claypool. I would bench Ronnie Anderson, and I would cut Kadarius Toney. Kadarius Toney just doesn't seem to put it all together. He's quite a physical specimen, but it's not what it is, man. It's not what it is. And Robbie says, any home games you plan on attending this next season? I do plan on attending a home game, but I don't know which one. It's all going to be based off schedule. I have a daughter who's turning 10 this year, which means I get to take her to a game, and I would love to take her to a Niners game in December at home. I got to see what happens. Her birthday is it's kind of in the middle of the month, so it's going to be tough, but I don't know what the schedule is going to be like yet, so we have to see. All right? And Peachy, thank you for checking in. Love you too, sis. Hope all is well with you. Hope you're feeling good over there. But guys, that's going to do it for tonight. I want to thank you all for watching. And I will be posting a Patreon show a little bit later. So maybe I'll post it tomorrow. All right. But you guys know the deal already. Stay faithful out there, guys. Prepare for glory. Anticipate pain. But always, and I mean it, guys, always remain faithful. Don't let anybody change that about you. All right. Or I'll see you guys soon. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. Hey, see, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, them nothing but niners.
Nothing but niners. We know.